Are you ready? Good morning. This is a public meeting of the Indiana Arts Commission Regional Initiative Grant Peer Review Panel for Arts Organization Support and Arts Project Support, Region 5, Fiscal Year 2020. And I am your facilitator, Linda Wilcox. Today is Friday, April 26, 2019, and we're in the West Training Room at the Muncie Power Products Building in Muncie, Indiana. We welcome applicants who may be part of our audience today, and we'd like to remind you that there's to be no direct contact or conversation with the evaluation and disposition of applications before, during, or after the panel meeting. Please be sure that your cell phones are on silence during the meeting today. At this time, we would like the panelists to introduce themselves by stating your name, your occupation, and where you are from within the state. Should we start with you, John?
Certainly. My name is John Green. I'm the CEO for New Lisbon Telephone Company in New Lisbon, Indiana. So we're located in southeastern Henry County, and I actually reside in southeastern Delaware County. So I have a little bit of feet in both counties.
Good morning. My name is Darla Beadle, and I'm from Rushville, Indiana, and I am a community volunteer person. I retired after 25 years with J&J and took up volunteering in the community. We have started the new Art Council in Rushville, so we're at the ground floor. So, I'm in.
I'm Ben Nelson. I live in Muncie, Indiana, where I've lived since 1946. I'm a retired professor from Ball State University in the Department of Mathematics and then later Computer Science.
Good morning, Greg Beimer. I'm the Economic Development Director for Randolph County. This time a year ago, I was still a state legislator, so I learned to know a little bit about the funding and the source that we're using here today.
And I'm Amy Huffman, the Director of Community Development for Jay County Development Corporation in Jay County.
Good morning, I'm Professor Tim Scales with Indiana University East in Richmond, Indiana, and I live in Richmond and Wayne County as well.
And my name is Emily West. I am the Executive Director of the West Foundation in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Stephanie Ward, Region 5 Arts Partner and Program Director at the Community Foundation of Randolph County.
Okay, we're going to start this morning with the Art Association of Henry County. If any of the panelists have a conflict, I would ask you to leave the room at this time. If not, and it looks like there isn't, we'll start with the first reader, and that is Emily West. I didn't turn it off.
Good morning. Just for a little background information, the Art Association of Henry County was formed in 1965. It has a current operating cash budget of just over $153,000. And the mission of, as the Art Association is a diverse group, supporting the education and enrichment of the community in its enjoyment of culture and creativity. The purpose of the organization is to encourage and promote the arts in Henry County. They offer programs that include art classes, outdoor concert series, and public art development. They also maintain a public garden as well as their building for classes. Regarding the application itself, I am going to take it by section, and in the organizational excellence section, I found that I thought they have had some success in adding millennials to the board as the first step in engaging a new generation with the organization, which I was very pleased to see. They have a very long history with the community. The organization appears to do quite a bit with limited money. And they have an organizational capacity in regard to staff that exists with one full-time and one part-time employee. And I think that's often important to the success of an organization. Some concerns I had in reading the proposal, this could have been me. I'm never the best budget reader in any room. I had some confusion regarding what I felt was a discrepancy between the stated annual operating incomes for previous years and the profit and loss statement. I did not see a balance sheet that was included, and the final financial explanation did not truly address this. I also had some confusion. I couldn't find it anywhere in the materials or on the website as to what the titles were for the hired positions and what they do exactly. Moving down to community engagement, I really liked that, again, that they had plans to engage millennials in a true two-way format and had already begun this process, that they have additional plans to offer more scholarships to disadvantaged people, and that they are working with senior citizens. I think that when we consider disenfranchised groups of people in a community, sometimes senior citizens get overlooked. I had some concerns in this section regarding the fact that I was uncertain as to how additional scholarships will be funded and how they will be administrated to ensure they reach appropriate audiences. I had questions regarding other beneficiaries that might be approached in the future. This is under concerns, but it's not necessarily a bad statement, just simply that I would love to see them at some point include communities such as the disabled, immigrant communities, and LGBTQ communities, who again, I think are rising to the surface, and a lot of times those individuals, particularly in youth, need a great assistance. In helping to express themselves and gain confidence. And programs such as art programs are wonderful for that. I would love to see more detail on how to improve or how to receive input from beneficiaries as to how it will be collected and integrated into the programs. And I did not see evidence of the type of community partnerships that would be key in expanding engagement. So moving on to arts education, I only had praise for this section. I thought that they offered a variety of arts classes for differing skill levels and that the instructors are of very high caliber. And regarding artistic quality, I thought I liked their website. It was colorful and attractive. I think their social media is, again, attractive and also informative. And I have a couple concerns regarding the website could be more informative regarding history, staff, board, etc. And that I would love to see them add more performing arts classes in addition to visual arts if at all possible in the future. And that wraps up my analysis.
I don't think they need to return the mic to me. I can talk loud enough that you'll hear me. Okay, our second reader is Professor Scales. So if you would just pass the mic over.
Thank you. I only have a few things in addition to yours. And that's, I too thought you had good board meetings, a good number of board meetings, as well as good board participation, which I think is important.
I also really like the fact that there are the summer camps that are free for the outreach of the community, and I think that's good for the youth. I think you have excellent relationships with the seniors and the tours that they provide. On the board, I was a bit more concerned from the standpoint you have 13 board members, 7 of which are retired, which I had no issue with, but I think as much as they're wanting to do with the youth, I would like to see more youth on the board. I don't know, we don't know what the demographics are other than looking at the professions and the occupations, and I didn't really see maybe a student or somebody in the youth could make some contribution to the board. So those are my comments.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything they would like to add before we make our notes and score? Okay.
And I can talk about them now. The only thing that I would like to add is when I looked at the board makeup, it seemed like there were a lot of board members that had been on there for very lengthy periods of time, over 20 years. And I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of a level mix between seasoned board members and younger board members. And then it just seemed like it was a little on the top heavy side. So I don't know if that's because of an issue with not finding volunteers in the area or interest in the area, or if that's just the way it is. So.
Any other comments? If you will score and finish your comments, I'll give you a few minutes to do that. You want to pass that back? Are we ready to move on? Okay, our next applicant is the Art Association of Randolph County. Do I have anyone who has a conflict of interest with this applicant? Not being so, we'll move to the first reader, which is Van Nelson.
We're going to get hung up there.
Uh-oh.
We're going down the other side.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Got it.
Okay. Arts Association of Randolph County has as its mission to provide opportunities to enjoy, participate, educate, and inspire through the arts. It was started in the 1950s by local artists, and it's evolved over the years, and in 1982 received its 501c3 status. The same time, they purchased for their headquarters an old train depot for display of what they use. They provide opportunities for educational hands-on worship or workshops, and there are numerous kids' activities scheduled as well. My comments are as follows. On the organizational excellence, I said there's good news. Their actual income exceeded the budget by about 12%. Kind of the bad news is their actual expenses exceeded the budgeted expenses by 11%, so I guess they balanced. The budget expenses for our fiscal year 18 were $55,000, while the budget income was $50,000. In light of the fact that this, in their building, the train depot building, one of the things that they noted was that they had to add a roof. And one of the things that I think they might want to put in their budget, because I'm sure it's an old building, is to have some kind of budget on there or expenses that may come up. Seems to me that that would be an important thing to do. And plan for future things that need to be done. And I say this because I've had to serve, I don't know how many years, on a house committee in a church. And we always have to plan for the future. There is always something like a boiler or something like that. So in a building like that, I wish they'd do that. On part B of the question, what does your organization do? They answered part A, describe your organization's history, purpose, and vision, if applicable. But they omitted part B. And so I kind of had to go through the whole proposal to figure out what they're doing on here. And I said, there is a vague description of what they may be planning. The board seemed representative of the makeup of the area. As far as their community engagement is concerned, I appreciate the fact that the organization does travel to underserved area, communities. The social media is used to advertise events. Having teachers identify students that may be in need of art supplies and discreetly furnishing the supplies to these students, I thought was a definite plus. Oops, I lost it. Let me get back to it here. As far as arts education is concerned, that's what they're about, as far as I can see. You know, it gives people a chance to display things, but they're working with the younger people. As far as artistic quality is concerned, I would like to have viewed more of the artwork, a display of the paintings, the jewelry that was made, and so on would have been helpful. I believe, as far as the proposal was concerned, that maybe a little bit better editing of that proposal when it came on. I found a fragment in instead of a sentence and so on. An expanded description of the activities would have been helpful. I think the mission of the AARC is admirable, but I think the proposal could have done much more to support its mission. And that's what I have on it.
Okay. Our second reader is Amy Huffman.
I echo the comment about taking events to the small communities. I think that's fantastic and very important for outreach into the communities. I believe that for the budget that they have of less than $60,000 per year, they accomplish a lot with that budget and do a great job with what they do have available to them in that budget. And I also would like to add that I believe they did a great job of asking for input in the communities as far as community outreach and engagement, and asking for that input and programming and whatnot.
Okay. Does anyone else have any comment other than what we've already heard? Okay, if you will take a few minutes and score and finish your notes, then we'll move on. Are we ready to move on? Okay. Our next applicant is Marion Philharmonic. Do I have any conflict of interest? None being, we will move to our first reader, and that is John Green.
Thank you. Marion Philharmonic was founded in 1969. Their mission is to enrich the culture of the community through musical performance and education. When I looked at the board makeup, it looked like it was both active and retired community members, and the majority of this board less than 3 years of experience, so a very young board overall. The biggest concern I had about the application was in the profit loss arena. They are currently experiencing net income losses. They did in 18, and they're projecting a larger loss in 19. I didn't see anything specific in their application to address the issues with losses. From what I could tell from the P&L statement, it looks like it's more attributed to revenue than it would be expenses. But I would have liked to have seen something that would have addressed how they plan on increasing revenues in the coming years, and I did not see that. One other area that I didn't see is soliciting community input. One of the things that I like to see on all of these applications is getting the community involved and making sure that you're reaching out to the disadvantaged and the underrepresented areas of the community, and without soliciting feedback or input either through a survey or flyers or something of that sort, you really don't know if you're hitting the marks with what you're presenting. Their promo photos were really good. However, they didn't have any captions, so you're looking at pictures and you're not really able to tell specifically what those photos are addressing. Overall, I thought they had excellent ad materials, and I think they've done a very good job of putting together a well-balanced musical program to address all of the different age and demographic areas in the county. So overall, I thought it was a pretty well put together proposal.
Okay. Our second reader is Greg Beimer.
I agree with especially John's assessment on the financials. I also noticed the when we look at the many boards that we see represented here, we see a pretty good mix of some senior individuals that are helping to lead, as well as bringing in some young folks. The board makeup here, the seniority is missing, which may be a concern. The organization said that their main objective over the next several years to grow their operation or bring in more people is to attract more middle-aged families, and they're doing that by having concerts such as E.T., Back to the Future, Star Wars, and so on, featuring that kind of music. I hope they're successful. Overall, a good application.
Does anyone else have a comment they would like to add? Okay. We'll start with Van Nelson first.
I would just, am I on?
Yeah.
I would like to just add one thing, and I noticed that the deficit of the budget, but the one thing that they had said to do to address that was that they were going to bring in a local musician, presumably that they would not have to pay, which would reduce the expenses that they have on that. And it would also serve another purpose, I think, that maybe if they have local people playing, those local people would bring in people that knew them to come hear their concerts. That's the only thing I noted on that.
Does anyone else have a comment?
I do, but I don't need the microphone.
That's all right, I'm up.
Okay. I had a couple of things I wanted to add. The first one was that I was concerned, I believe this was the organization that noted they'd had some turnover of executive directorship, where they discovered some mistakes in the budgeting and expenses. And one of the concerns I had was, does the organization conduct an annual audit? I was also concerned that only 40% of their board donates directly to the organization. I'd really like to see that much higher. It's hard, really hard to get 100%, but we should be able to do better than 40, I think. And then I had a question of, is there adequate staff to run the programs? And then regarding the community engagement, I do think they are taking an active stance toward providing a free concert annually, and I like that they work actively with teachers to determine how to augment and enhance classroom offerings. And I think that is also an important part of community engagement. I do have some questions in that area as to how the organization plans to reach their target expansion audiences to alert them to concert programs of interest, that's regarding the trying to get more people who saw Star Wars when they were in their teens. Finally, this is under arts education, but I think it also applies to community engagement, is they have a really strong track record of offering programming to all area students. They're literally covering the entire, I think at least it's K through 6, maybe it's K through 12, but they are offering programming to all area students. And having a strong program to identify emerging musicians and provide additional educational opportunities for them. So, and just because the area where they're operating has high degrees of falling below the income median, just being able to hit all the students in the area is, I think, a great achievement.
Any other questions or comments? If not, please mark your scores. I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Are we ready to move on? Okay, our next applicant is Muncie Arts and Culture Council. And our first reader is Darylyn Bill.
Hey, the Muncie Art and Culture Council celebrates and supports art and culture in Muncie, Indiana.
Forgot to ask if anyone has a conflict. It's not listed, but I needed to go back and make sure I did that. If not, we'll let Darylyn continue. Sorry.
The mission statement is the Muncie Arts and Culture Council celebrates and supports arts and culture in Muncie, Indiana. I thought it was created, conversation started in 2009, the 501c3 was designated in 2011, our partner's designation with the city of Muncie in 2015, and in 2018 through 2022. So I felt like this was a fairly new organization that has started in the community. Regarding the board, it looks like we have a good selection of diverse committee members. They meet 12 times a year, and they do have financial support from 100% of their board members. They do have one part-time paid staff member and one full-time paid staff member. I thought the history of the organization was detailed very well. The only thing I found was the missing balance sheet. I didn't see that on my upload, and the P&L comparison I felt like should have been on like one page, and it was scattered over multiple pages, so it was very difficult to kind of read and understand and do the comparison. As far as community engagement, I feel like they do a very good job in supporting the local artists in the community, and they offer a lot of free programs for the underserved in that community. Art education, I think that's what they are there for. They The only thing that was difficult to understand, it was not really, did not follow the format, so I had to keep going back, reading it over and over again to kind of determine what questions were being answered. So I think if they're, they should really follow the format for the reviewers, it makes it a lot easier. As far as promotional material, I thought it was very nice. It was easy to read. It was, it detailed a lot about free concerts and free opportunities for the community. And it really was very well organized, and the information really promoted the Muncie Arts and Culture Council.
Thank you. Our second reader is Emily West.
Under organizational excellence, I have I noted it's of interest that their budget appears to be expanding significantly over a brief time that they've been operating. Again, board appears engaged in this 100% donation, which is terrific to see. And I believe that the partnerships they have with the city and other organization gives them strong potential for impact in the community over a long period of time. I am concerned in looking at their budget that they might be come overly reliant on government grants for funding. We all know those can dry up over time, so I'd love to see them further develop their individual support. Regarding community engagement, I like that the actual artists are interfacing with the underserved communities in multiple ways. Again, they have very strong community partnerships to help optimize community engagement and get that input and feedback. And they have plans in place to prioritize which organizations are best suited as partners in these efforts. Streamlining is very important because time is money for all of us, but especially nonprofit organizations. I would have loved to have seen some examples of how the Fly Space artists have created interactions with the underserved populations. And I was uncertain regarding the methodologies they're using for tracking impact and input from beneficiaries of programs. Under arts or education, I really liked to see the programs that are being offered. They have high levels of innovation in their program in addition to more traditional offerings, and that's going to help them ensure participation across a diverse spectrum of their audience. And the program encompasses programs encompass both viewers of and creators of art.
Okay. Anyone else have a question or a comment they would like to make?
Just a couple of quick things. I thought the mission statement was a little weak. You know, it was a short single sentence mission statement. I know a lot of people think that mission statements should be short and to the point, but I'd like to have seen a little more detail on that. I was a little concerned, well, not really concerned, but wondering, of all the applications that I looked at, it seemed like their payroll for the number of people on staff was a little higher than some of the others that I saw, and that's one thing to kind of look at in the future, especially like Emily pointed out, if you're highly reliant on grants as your primary source of income. I would like to see more participation by youth. They listed some statistics, only 12% children engaged between the ages of 5 and 13, and only 6% of teenagers. And I'd like to see those percentages higher. It looks like the program right now may be targeting more of an older audience. I had one other comment. Oh, the Fly Space program. I would love to have seen more detail explaining exactly what the Fly Space program is and the purpose of it and so on and so forth. And there wasn't a lot of information on there about that. So without doing additional digging, it would have been nice to have seen that up front.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments?
One concern I had with this application, overall they did a great job, but one concern I did have is that many of their events are tied to the mayor's this event or the mayor's that, and it's all been under one administration, and so I hope that that continues to transcend and becomes a priority of future mayors as well, because sometimes those priorities shift. And so I hope the event sustains on past this next cycle then.
Okay, any other comments? If not, please enter your scores and your comments. Okay, are we ready to move on? All right, our next applicant is the Youth Symphony Orchestras of East Central Indiana. Do I have any conflicts? None being, we'll move to our first reader, Tim Scales.
Thank you. So the mission for the symphony with the youth to provide musical education events and enrich the youth in East Central Indiana. They do that through concerts, rehearsals, classes, special events, field trips for the youth. I really like the after-school program, which is Motivate Our Minds. They currently serve 86 youth. They're building relationships between individuals and community through the power of music and music making, which I think is great because not everybody's a musician, but they can understand how to make music through the programs. I was impressed with that. A little concern on the board. I really look at the board, some of these organizations expect a lot of input, a lot of participation. They have good contribution to the board. They have 6 meetings a year. I'd like to see just a few more meetings than that, but that's how they're set up. They did pay attention to years prior to the critiques, and they've made some changes on their board members. They've gone from being allowed to have 12 to have 15. They currently have 12, and again, I'm going to suggest that they bring on more youth as well to mix up their board, because they're serving the youth, but I don't see a lot of youth on the board. They were also encouraged to give fewer musicians on the board and get a little bit more diverse makeup on the board. And they're moving in that direction, but they still have some room to go. Heavy population in the youth they're serving is on homeschool, which I think is fantastic. About just under 50% of the youth they're serving is homeschooled. And I think there's a lot of room for growth in the non-homeschooled as well. And so I think they're working in that direction, but that's certainly needed. And again, I salute the fact that they're doing the homeschool, but it is a large percentage of the population. They hold the workshops, they do a lot of orchestras and string training, so I think they're doing a great job with that. Their financials, they're operating on just under $50,000 a year, so it's a small budget, but they're doing a lot with a small budget. So I don't mean to be critical at all, just give them some positive, you know, ways to grow and develop.
Thank you. Our second reader is Van Nelson.
I thought it was interesting that 41% of the participants are homeschooled, but only 3% of the region are homeschooled students. But on the flip side of this, though, and I think it's a point they ought to really emphasize and not be apologetic about, 59% of participants are from the public schools, and I think that shows a tremendous job working with the music teachers in the public schools to get these people involved. To me, I noted this, it's deplorable that only one school in the region has a string program, which means that they are serving a very useful function. And, you know, I contrast this with a consolidated country school I attended that had grades 1 through 12, 300 students total, and they had a junior high or junior and a senior orchestra. And now in this region, we only have one school that has an orchestra, so that gives
kind of an indication of what's being happened. I think they're making up this deficit. If possible, I would like to see a plan for getting even more information about this program out to the public. For instance, and I think this is a sore point in the hiring at Ball State University. If they could get this known that this organization exists and I were coming looking at it for a job in this community, and I found out I had a youngster who was a string player and I have a granddaughter who is a violinist. But if I were looking for at this place to locate, and I found out the public schools didn't have a string program and I didn't know about this organization, I'd either take a job someplace else if I could, or I'd live in a suburb of Indianapolis and commute to Muncie if I had to buy a set of tires every week for driving on I-69. I mean, I think that that's a very important thing to point out, that this organization is serving a very useful function. There are other comments that I would make about the arts education, and I think this is what this is all about, but I would like to have seen perhaps in the future, just to sell your program, is to point out that there is research that shows that early music training helps students succeed in other areas. There is a direct relationship between that, and as a teacher firsthand, I can show you a relationship. I had to teach a research methodology class to computer science students. This is the graduate class. And they could not develop the thing, and so what I did was that I went to a Beethoven symphony, showed him the theme for that, made him listen to it, and said, this is how Beethoven developed an idea around a theme. This is how you develop something around your problem statement. There's a direct connection. I'd like to have seen them, for future use, kind of point out that there's a relationship here, that this music education that they're doing is important. And it's not a criticism of the grant proposal, it's just something that they could put in the future. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Any other comments? John Green?
Yeah, once again, I would have liked to have seen a little more meat in the mission statement, but overall, I agree with what Dan and Tim said. I think this was a very strong proposal. I think they have done an outstanding job in the community. One thing that I saw in this application that I didn't see in any others is they actually gave numbers for demographics, specific numbers. And I know in this age of inclusiveness, sometimes we hesitate to put those numbers out there because we feel like it's going to be viewed as a negative. But in my job, I have to understand the demographics of my customers before I know what they need. Well, I think it's the same thing with these grant applications. If you don't understand the audience that you have, then how are you going to address those that are underserved or unserved? So I think that was an excellent thing that they put that information in there, and I think they've done a very good job at engaging the community, and I give them kudos for that.
Any other comments?
I'm not supposed to, but I want to reiterate that I just completely agreed with what Dan said regarding the importance of the work they're doing in essentially filling in for the lack in the public school system regarding spring programs. On to points that I want to address in addition, I liked very much about their proposal. They clearly see the need to engage more students from traditional public schools, and they have a simple and clear plan to engage these students. This is not a critique of them, it's simply a concern. I fear the organization is going to lack capacity to carry out their plan to its fullest extent because they lack the funds to provide the type of financial support that's going to be required to do so. I think they lack the organizational capacity to do more fundraising, but they need more funds in order to be able to carry out their mission. And it's they have a very small budget, and I think they're doing a terrific job with that small budget. I hope they can find some ways to, I guess I'm saying to them, I feel their pain. It's a problem for many, many small arts organizations, and I hope they are able to find some ways maybe that are not addressed in the proposal to resolve that issue.
Any other comments? If you will enter your scores. Are we ready to move on? Okay, our next applicant is Marion Community School of the Arts. And do we have any conflicts? None being raised. Our first reader is John Green.
Okay, Marion School of the Arts was started in 1995 to provide arts education and enrichment. One of the things that I like in the mission statement is they talk about how it's available to all people. They focus predominantly on the educational side of the arts, so classes and things along those lines. Their board makeup is relatively young. I think the senior member on the board only had 7 years, so perhaps they are looking to get younger members. I'd like to see a little more experience, though. One of the things that I've noticed on several of these applications, and that is economic diversity. If you want to get involvement from the community, the board has to represent that community. And I know a lot of times it's hard to get volunteers from different walks of life, but I'd like to see a little more economic diversity. And by that, I mean not necessarily people that are CEOs and high level, or they own their own business, or they're professors or whatever, and they have good employment, but also people that come from, you know, from other areas of life in the lower economic areas. They do have a positive income. I thought they had a little bit too much detail on the profit and loss statements. I think for the purposes of a grant, I think less is more in a lot of cases. I don't want to see the details of how much you spent on popcorn or how much you spent on art supplies. I'm more interested in this is payroll. You know, here's the expenses associated with putting on concerts. Here's my revenue sources, and the bottom line is I'm making money or I'm losing money. So overall, though, I thought it was a good proposal.
Okay. Second reader is Greg Beimer.
In the application, they mentioned that they serve 11 counties, and that is, in my opinion, tremendous outreach, walking the walk, talking the talk. I'm going to guess many of the organizations that we're reviewing today do board orientations. But I could be wrong, but I think they're the only ones that specifically mention that they do a board, especially new board member orientation. And that's important. Anyone who goes to sit at the table for a not-for-profit need to know the history and understand the funding background and so on. Also, many of the organizations we're looking at today provide free tickets or ticket vouchers for groups, in this case, such as CASA, Head Start, and so on. But they singled out a group that I particularly think I have gained my admiration, and that was through the Veterans Office. They provide ticket vouchers to veterans in their community. Other than that, it's a good application. Thank you.
Any other comments?
I'm trying to find it really quickly, but I believe, I can't get it pulled up quick enough. I believe my comment on this was that serving 11 counties, but there were only two counties represented on the board? Is that correct?
That seems.
So I think that would be nice if it was a little more diverse representation of the board for the region that they represent, if possible. I know that's hard, though, too.
Any other comments? If not, please mark your scores.
Three.
Three
county.
Yeah. And it's just one of each of the other.
Right. Correct.
Okay, we're going to take just a 5-minute break. And let me just remind you that we have quite a few more to do before 11:30. So if you would keep your comments succinct and to the point and make sure you aren't repeating someone else's comments, we'll all appreciate it in the end.
And you do not need to summarize the application when you started. You don't need to state the mission statement.
Yes. So if you'll just take a couple of minutes and then we'll get started again.